Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. Sarah is the founder of the daughter of the founder of Bottom Line Publications. Their Bottom Line magazine is outstanding. Twice monthly, Bottom Line, and their news, their annuals. They got a Bottom Line yearbook, I should say. They got one out for each year. They also have one for health. They've got one for women. I'm still having them work on the one for men. And she's our good friend, Sarah Heiner. Welcome back.
Well, thank you so much. I love being here.
Bottom Line Personal, that's the publication. They're biweekly, right?
Bottom Line Personal is our largest publication. Bottom Line Health is almost as large. And all sorts of information at the website, bottomlineinc.com.
Now, Bottom Line Health, is that an annual or is that a biweekly too?
That's a monthly. Bottom Line Personal, twice a month.
Yeah.
Bottom Line Health
is monthly.
All of them, action-oriented information so that you know
Absolutely.
What to do. It's not just what's going on, but what do I do about it?
One of the things that I want to make, I always like to make sure people are reminded about, though, is that you have an outstanding blog. And you've been talking about hope lately. And you got a little bit of an attitude about hope, don't you?
I do. I have an attitude about most things because I'm
what we
about,
like about
action. Well, I'm about action in life, right? I'm not about being passive because passive people get frustrated and they play victim.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking along the street in New York one day. My daughter was running the marathon the next day. So I'm walking along and they have on 6th Avenue this big, you know those blocks, the L-O-V-E, that from like 1960s art?
Yep.
There's one that's hope, right? It's a stacked word of hope.
Mm-hmm.
And they go like, I hate the word hope. Because hope to me, everyone says, oh, this
you mean,
is beautiful.
You mean you weren't attracted to hope and change about 10 years ago?
I was not. I'm attracted to act and change. Right
exactly.
Hope, you know, that. And I'm watching the Olympics. They had these amazing profiles in courage and profiles of the athletes. Well, none of them sat around and said, I hope I'm on the podium one day.
Right.
They busted their
That's
butts.
Right. That's right.
So that you can hope for things.
Well, what do you see? Do you see it getting? Do you see people saying this? Are you around people who say, oh, I hope I get the job or whatever? Is that?
Yes.
So I do.
I hear people say,
is that a millennial condition, you think, or?
No, I think it's a humanity condition.
Just people,
I honestly
huh?
do. I have a blog coming out. What's today? Wednesday. Tomorrow about the word free, which
mm-hmm.
I think is a dangerous word.
Right.
Because I think at our core, we're all a little lazy. We're all animals,
mm-hmm.
right? We're all a little lazy. We all would rather somebody else do the work for us. So it's easy to lay around and hope. Now,
hope for entrepreneurs is not a business strategy. I can tell you that. And
it is not.
My
attitude
is whenever I'm going after something, I accept it. I may not get it, but it won't be because I didn't turn over every rock to try to make it happen.
Well, that's it. You have to be in action, right? So 25 years ago, I moved out to Colorado. I was following my husband. I was following my heart, right? And I'm going from big New York advertising out to smaller Colorado market. But I didn't hope I'd get a job. I started
mm-hmm.
writing letters before I got out there, and I turned over every rock to be able to do it. I had, with your kids, you go, I hope my kid will be okay at school. No, don't hope. If your kid's not working right at school, I put my younger daughter in 3 high schools.
Yeah.
Because the first one wasn't right for her, and I wasn't going to hope it was okay.
Yep.
So we switched. Went to a second high school. That one was great for that period of time. She needed a different one for senior year because she'd outgrown the new one.
Right.
But you can't just lay around and hope.
You can't be afraid to make a decision, and you can't be afraid to put your best foot forward. My first corporate job was I was in college, and I went to work. I'd already been told by the people who worked at the Sears store that they weren't hiring. So I went inside, and I filled out an application. I handed it to the lady. She says, we'll call you. I said, who do I talk to? She said, what do you mean? I said, I'm here for a job. Who do I talk to?
Right.
When I left that day, I had a job.
You have to make that effort, right?
Yeah.
You absolutely do. You know, no matter what it is, you don't hope that something's going to happen. Now, hope, there are a lot of people, someone gets sick, you say, I hope you feel better, right?
Right.
Or somebody gets
right.
a horrible diagnosis. And sometimes all you can do is hope. Hope started, you know, organized religion was, I'll call it for the hopeless, right? So why did you need faith? Because you can't explain
right.
the hell that you're in any other way.
Mm-hmm.
But even there, we wrote a book years ago, a guy named Harry DeCamp, who was given a terrible cancer diagnosis, mm-hmm. who was given, I don't know, 3 months to live, sent home to go get his life in order. And he hoped he'd get better, but he also started visualizing. Like, he started actively working on his healing as well and did everything that he could. Lance Armstrong, and I know that he is a challenged figure,
right.
but he was a walking corpse.
Right.
But he did everything he could.
Well, and your own father came back from a stroke. By
he did indeed.
Get him off the
face.
Hold on to that thought. Sarah, we got to take a quick break. Right back with Sarah Heiner. I'm Jim Blassing. Here, see you with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.